listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I've finished reading them, your teacher will stop the tape and answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I'll start by reading a practice question, and then I'm going to ask you 32 questions for the test. Work out the answer to each question in your head, and write only the answer in the box next to the correct question number. Sometimes other useful information, such as the numbers used in the question, has been written down next to the answer box to help you. You must do all your working in your head. You must not write down anything except the answer. If you write anything else on your paper, you will not get the mark for that question. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You'll then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer so that it can still be read, and write the correct answer next to it. Do not use a rubber. There are some easy and some hard questions, so don't be put off if you can't answer a question. There may be easier questions later in the test. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you may have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will repeat the question twice, and you'll have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer space for the practice question. Remember, you must not write down anything else. Write the number that is one less than 8,000. Write the number that is one less than 8,000. Now put down your pens. Now we're ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you'll have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Write the number 70,009 in figures. Write the number 70,009 in figures. Question 2. The product of two numbers is 42. One of the numbers is 6. What is the other? The product of two numbers is 42. One of the numbers is 6. What is the other? Question 3. Change 7.5 meters into centimeters. Change 7.5 meters into centimeters. Question 4. Subtract 19 from 6. Subtract 19 from 6. Question 5. Write 4/5 as a decimal. Write 4/5 as a decimal. Question 6. Increase £60 by 5%. Increase £60 by 5%. For the next group of questions, you'll have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 7. A train journey starts at 7:40. It lasts for 35 minutes. At what time does it finish? A train journey starts at 7:40. It lasts for 35 minutes. At what time does it finish? Question 8. On your sheet is a scale. Estimate the number shown by the arrow. On your sheet is a scale. Estimate the number shown by the arrow. Question 9. A book costs £2.99. How much change is there from £10? A book costs £2.99. How much change is there from £10? Question 10. Mrs. Brooks has a 9-meter roll of paper. How many 1.5-meter lengths can she cut? Mrs. Brooks has a 9-meter roll of paper. How many 1.5-meter lengths can she cut? Question 11. 25% of a number is 40. What is the number? 25% of a number is 40. What is the number? Question 12. Write all the prime numbers between 12 and 18. Write all the prime numbers between 12 and 18. Question 13. How many minutes are there altogether in 6.5 hours? How many minutes are there altogether in 6.5 hours? Now turn over your answer slip. Question 14. Look at the angle on your sheet. Estimate the size of the angle in degrees. Look at the angle on your sheet. Estimate the size of the angle in degrees. Question 15. Subtract 98 from 265. Subtract 98 from 265. Question 16. A quadrilateral has 3 angles which are all 80 degrees. What is the size of the 4th angle? A quadrilateral has 3 angles which are all 80 degrees. What is the size of the 4th angle? Question 17. Multiply 7.12 by 1,000. Multiply 7.12 by 1,000. Question 18. Look at your answer sheet. If A equals 5, what is B? Look at your answer sheet. If A equals 5, what is B? Question 19. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. What is 127 multiplied by 36? Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. What is 127 multiplied by 36? Question 20. £80 is shared in the ratio of 1 to 3. How much money is the smaller of the two shares? £80 is shared in the ratio of 1 to 3. How much money is in the smaller of the two shares? Question 21. Write as a decimal 7 divided by 25. Write as a decimal 7 divided by 25. Question 22. What is 3 divided by 0.01? What is 3 divided by 0.01? For the next group of questions, you'll have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 23. What is the cost of 4 pictures at £2.99 each? What is the cost of 4 pictures at £2.99 each? Question 24. On your sheet are 2 numbers. Write the number which is halfway between them. On your sheet are 2 numbers. Write the number which is halfway between them. Question 25. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Write an approximate answer. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Write an approximate answer. Question 26. 2/5 of a number is 8. What is the number? 2/5 of a number is 8. What is the number? Question 27. What is the area of a rectangle with sides 13 centimetres and 40 centimetres? What is the area of a rectangle with sides 13 centimetres and 40 centimetres? Question 28. Estimate the value of 79% of 403. Estimate the value of 79% of 403. Question 29. Look at the equation on your answer sheet. If B equals 10, what is Y? look at the equation on your answer sheet. If B equals 10, what is Y? Question 30. What is 6 to the power of 4 divided by 6 to the power of 3? What is 6 to the power of 4 divided by 6 to the power of 3? Question 31. Pat cycles 10 kilometers in 40 minutes. What is Pat's average speed in kilometers per hour? Pat cycles 10 kilometers in 40 minutes. What is Pat's average speed in kilometers per hour? Question 32. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Write an approximate answer. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Write an approximate answer. Put down your pens now. The test is finished.